40. But next, we're going to have talk about something new, a new possible series about improving the health of God's creation.
Starting your day the right way. This is Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Yeah, he's a member of Sacred Heart Parish in Norfolk, practicing physician and owner of Midwest Health Partners in Norfolk. And yeah, we're going to start this new series, Improving the Health of God's Creation, Making Room for Faith in Medicine. Dr. Keith Verbicki, thank you so much for joining us and kind of helping us get this started, because, you know, when it comes to our health, I feel like there's this disconnect between how our faith and our health could be really helping each other out. So I'm glad you're a part of this, Dr. Verbicki.
Well, thank you for having me.
So why do you suppose, is it important that your doctor ask you about your faith, or that you find a doctor that aligns with your faith? How would you like to start this series?
Well, I was recently at a talk where this topic came up, and there was a question came up to the audience, has a doctor ever asked you about your spiritual life? And no one raised their hands in the room. And most say no, have said no to this. But recent research now shows that most patients really do want this conversation. And so I'd like to look at what happens when medicine ignores the spiritual dimension of healing. And now what good research is saying that this needs to say to change.
Yeah, there's some science behind what we're going to be talking about today as well. So why your doctor should ask about your faith and what the science shows. So there's some evidence, a landmark study published back in 2022. Tell us about the findings.
It was a large, well-done study from three different universities participated. And the first finding was that, if people participated in spiritual communities, that they lived longer and they lived better. They had a lot lower rates of depression, lower rates of suicide, less experience with substance abuse. So that gave meaning and support to this whole sense of belonging to a spiritual community. Second finding was that it protected against addiction, a growing problem in our society. And this certainly seems like with prayer and worship and meditation, these aren't just nice ideas, but they really are protective factors, especially for younger people today. And then the third finding is that certainly with serious illnesses, patients that have cancer, heart failure, other certain serious illnesses, spirituality strongly was linked with better quality of life. It shaped the major medical decisions that many times go on for these patients, such as treatment choices and end-of-life care. And it helps with coping and meaning of their lives. And so it's often the main thing that gets you through these serious illnesses is spirituality. But here's the problem. Many doctors never ask about it.
And isn't that kind of a tough line to cross? Do you have recommendations for how doctors can approach this? Because sometimes they don't want to assume, and then they don't want to make somebody feel guilty if they don't have any kind of spirituality. So how would a doctor go about approaching this subject, Dr. Verbicki?
Yeah, to your point, there's this gap and disconnect, and why aren't doctors doing this? Well, A, we're not trained. We worry about crossing boundaries. Today's time pressure, doctors many times are asked to see lots of patients in a short period of time, and we have a secular medical culture, undoubtedly. So we're not, I think the lack of training is one of the big issues, and the time constraints. But what's really being shown is that patients do want this. Research on that shows 70% of patients plus would really like their doctors to know what their faith background is and how important it is to them. And experience would show that indeed all we really have to do is ask the question and listen. And that's, we don't have to preach. We don't have to be spiritual directors. We don't have to be chaplains. Those people are available in hospitals, and we need to utilize them. But just asking the question in our offices and in the hospital, asking the question of, how is your faith life? Is faith important? What's your spirituality like, and would you like to talk about it? And then my experience is that patient, you just listen, and just your presence and the fact that it's showing the patient that their doctor cares about their whole existence, not just their medical condition, not their diagnosis, but their body, their mind, and their spirit.
This jumped out at me, Dr. Verbicki, in a time that we're dealing with kind of an addiction crisis, that the study showed that if you have a faith life, attendance in a regular religious service, it lowers the risk of substance abuse.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, we're, as you said, that's increasingly a problem in today's society. And if we participate in faith communities, and we will, the studies do show that indeed our risk of addiction and substance abuse significantly goes down.
So when do we find, when are patients wanting to have these spiritual discussions? You know, when is the best time to have these discussions?
Well, actually, the data shows that 30% do during their routine office visits. And I think that's a factor of this patient-centered care, where and the ongoing trust that patients develop with their doctor, with relationships. So about 30% would like that during their office visits. Over 50% when they're hospitalized, and certainly 70%+ when they're facing death or dying. So. That takeaway would be, you know, ask the question when it's an appropriate office visit. It's not necessary if somebody just showing up for a flu vaccine, but if indeed they're there for their wellness visit, their annual visit, they're there for a medical complaint, that's the appropriate time to bring it up.
Dr. Verbicki is with us this morning, and we are talking about improving the health of God's creation, and he is practicing physician and owner of Midwest Health Partners in Norfolk, Nebraska. With this study, an overwhelming amount of patients surveyed said they want doctors to be aware of their spiritual beliefs. They want physicians to consider their needs spiritually, and they want more discussion on faith with their doctor. What should a patient do if this is not happening at their doctor's office?
I think that the patient should tell their doctor that faith is important to them, because doctors again have been hesitant to bring this up for the previously stated reasons. But if patients bring it up, then that will encourage the doctor to begin asking the questions and bringing the spirituality aspect into the healthcare. And the other is this is so important for the health of the doctor too. By doing that, by bringing this up, studies are showing that physicians' wellness and sense of being significantly improve as well. Physicians are under, in today's healthcare world, under a lot of pressures with a number of patients, with the business side of medicine, and the burnout rates in doctors are significantly increasing, and bringing spirituality aspect into the care of the patient brings back top of mind, why do doctors go into medicine? It's a vocation. Jesus was the divine physician, and he healed. And we're just instruments of God, of Jesus. And so if this reminds us that we're in a the special vocation that God gave us the talents to do this. And healing, helping people heal not just their body and mind, but also their soul, gives us a real sense of healing for ourselves.
So at one point, Dr. Verbicki, we're talking with Dr. Verbicki about health and spirituality, having a connection with that when it comes to your medical care. And when does it come to the point where we have to reach out and say, okay, is there a chaplain somewhere? You know, when does that happen?
I think really any time a patient is hospitalized that we should ask for a chaplain to visit them. Some hospitals don't have those readily available. We're fortunate here in Norfolk, too. But I think that part of the care team is really, really important, because people will talk about, especially if they don't know their doctors all that well, they'll share their feelings much easier with a trained chaplain. They're trained in increasing the connectivity, this part of our health. And so I think a chaplain consult for every hospitalized patient, certainly with any serious illness, is really a big part of healthcare.
If I'm remembering correctly, Dr. Verbicki, when you fill out paperwork for lots of things, for doctor's office and for being hospitalized, there is a line item in the paperwork that asks what your denomination is, what faith, and you know, I put Roman Catholic, and a lot of times they ask, would you like the chaplain to come visit you? Would you like to receive communion? A lot of times the nurses will ask that question if they've looked at your paperwork correctly.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, that is a checkbox, but I think it means a whole lot too if their physician you know, brings it up as well, that hey, my doctor sincerely wants me to believes in God and the power of God, healing, and is working through God, and all the studies show all of the healing biomarkers for patients significantly go up if patients' spirituality is addressed like this.
What if there's an instance where the doctor doesn't have any kind of spirituality, you know, or having, you know, could be an atheist or has different beliefs as far as, you know, God, as opposed to what the patient is asking? You know, if the patient starts asking questions about the doctor's faith, and then it gets to be a little awkward. How do we address that?
Well, I think the doctor has to be honest but recognize with all the data showing that this is so important to healing for patients that a good physician, even though won't feel comfortable sharing his religious beliefs, will immediately reach out to a chaplain or a spiritual director to talk with the patient and visit with them about that.
So what I feel like you're telling us, Dr. Verbicki, is really this what should be an honest conversation already with the patient physician. Relationship should not only be being honest about everything that goes on in our lives, you know, the amount of Oreos we eat, the amount of alcohol we drink, if we've ever smoked in our lives, all of those things that add to our health, but it also should be, and this is my faith life. This is the, you know, I believe in Jesus, and it's a very important part of my life, and it should be part of my health plan.
Exactly right. And, you know, a survey that I read, too, that 92% of patients believe that doctors have the power of healing through God. So why don't we bring that up? Why don't we talk about that? And it's obviously very, very important to patients. And it really deep down is to physicians. It's just that we haven't been trained. It's not being talked about enough, and that needs to change because it's such an important part of the healing. The best medicine treats the whole person, and that's the body, the mind, and the spirit.
Well, I would gladly be okay with, you know, when there's that pre-screening, whether you're sitting in your in the lobby filling out that clipboard pre-screening sheet telling about your allergies and your smoking and drinking habits, if they had something there that said, are you comfortable or would you prefer your doctor talk with your health in regards to your spirituality or your faith? You know, if they had that option for the patient to go ahead and open that door, you know, if they made that a regular thing, I would gladly be happy to tell people, hey, yeah, I'm a Christian. I would love to be able to work this in with the health needs that my doctor is suggesting for me. Maybe putting it on the patient first to open that door would be a good idea.
I agree. I think that would be a nice avenue to be able to open the communication. And physicians may feel more comfortable with that, too.
Dr. Verbicki is with us. It's improving the health of God's creation. Why do churches and doctors need each other, Dr. Verbicki?
Well, yeah, because, you know, think of it like this. You go to the ER of the hospital to heal your body, and the churches are here to heal our soul. And we need both, right? I mean, the disconnect is not ever there, and we know that that's true. So the church communities, along with the medical communities, need to collaborate and work together. And when they do, patient satisfaction, health outcomes significantly improve.
I know at my parish community, they have preventative health type of things. They have a stretch and a rosary, you know, exercise with the rosary and different things that are preventative health for you to stay healthy, not only stay healthy in your walk with the Lord, but also stay healthy as in get your blood pressure down and things like that.
I agree. You know, the preventative medicine is really needs to be increased, and that comes our churches, our religious community can and does significantly reinforce that and helps us realize that, you know, we are made, we are God's creation. We have to take care of ourselves because we have a responsibility to God to do that. And that reminds us of who we are. We are children of God. And when we start remembering that, then hopefully we don't abuse our body like sometimes the temptations of today's world allow people to do, and we start taking care of ourselves better.
Dr. Verbicki, as a doctor yourself, have you ever had a patient who wanted to discuss God with you or brought God up into the discussion with you?
Yes, I have. And, you know, that's I think when they see you in church in these smaller communities and they see you participate in church activities and then they see you as patients, they feel much more comfortable and they know that God is important to you. So I think we when that happens to me, it's not only beneficial to the patient but extremely beneficial to me as a physician. Because those patients want to be treated, you know, as a whole person and not just their diagnosis, but their soul as well.
Well, according to these studies that we were talking about earlier today, the science is clear. The patients are asking for it. Now it's the time for medicine to kind of catch up with this. The best medicine treats the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. So what's your vision for the future?
Well, I think we need to come together as physicians and the churches and do everything we can to address this. And doctors need to ask about spirituality routinely, particularly in serious illnesses. Embed chaplains in the care teams in hospitals. And again, faith communities and health systems increasingly need to collaborate for the well-being of our people.
You know, I feel like there's something out there where I could have a bunch of stickers printed out for people to wear that say, "Ask me about my faith," and they could put those stickers on as they're heading into the doctor's office. This way, right there, the barrier's been broken down. The doctor knows right away, okay, this person wants to talk about their faith. I think there's a money-making scheme there. I haven't figured that out, Dr. Verbicki, but I'm glad we've started this series with you to help break these barriers down.
Oh yes, it's one of the main barriers, you know, and especially during this Lent, you know, where you saw Jesus perform these miracles on Lazarus and Malchus and the man with hearing loss, and the divine physician is available to us. Let's make sure that he helps us heal in our and keep our body and mind and our soul healthy.
One more question: is it a good idea to eat an apple a day?
It helps keep the doctor away. don't have apple juice, eat the apple, because the apple has the fiber and it won't make your blood sugar spike.
Excellent.
Excellent
advice.
I've heard that advice, and I've also had doctors say, you know, if my patients listened to everything I told them, I'd be out of a job. So just to keep you employed, I'm not going to eat an apple, Dr. Verbicki. That's what I'm willing to do that for you.
Dr. Keith Verbicki is with us, improving the health of God's creation. He is a parishioner at Sacred Heart Parish in Norfolk, Nebraska, also a practicing physician and owner at Midwest Health Partners in Norfolk. Thanks, Dr. Verbicki. Have a blessed day. Look forward to the next time we get a chat with you.
Thank you so much, and happy Easter to everyone.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.